Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? Tosis has it. We'll see later in Tosis. We already saw a little bit. Tosis says at the end that the reason why he loved it here in the first place is because the Doifin is Rokot Minaskat. In Shabbos, you don't have to have the Doifin. You don't need Lovot. You have a little bit of a Doifin over here, a little bit of a Kak here, Kaisel there. For Shabbos, it's good enough. So Tosis says, why over here do you have to Mechaber the Chatzaya Mechitza? So Tosis ties it into the notion of that you need Mechitza Smuchel. We talked about it in the past. We'll talk about it again when we get to the bottom of Tosis also maybe weekly. But it has to do with the fact that a mechitza that's not smooth of the schach is not a good mechitza. So these two chatzayim mechitza. Yeah, there we go. I'll take places what Tosfos wants exactly. But I'll complain if it's a, if I'm just opening up a door. If the issue over here is that it's that the mechitza is rochot min haschach. So if Daifin Akuma makes it that it's not rochot min haschach, so neither one of these mechitzas is rochot min haschach. Maybe that would solve the problem more than that. Maybe that would just solve the whole problem. In other words, what I'm not sure about the Gemara, I'm not going to get into right now because we don't have, just shot in the Gemara. The Gemara wants, what do we have? We have a kaf over here. This here's the kaf. And here we have a kreisel. The dolphin, this is five, and this is five, let's say. And here's the schach. So the Gemara wants, so the Gemara said we should say dolphin akuma. So the Gemara means dolphin akuma over here. And this will be my dolphin akuma. That's Poshim Shalachar. Whereas the Gemara mean, based on Tosfos, the bottom of Tosfos, that the whole problem here, in the first place, the reason why we needed Merchaber, these two halves, is because this is the main Sischach, above the Chach. And this half Mechitza is Rochot Min Haschach. That's why he needs Tosfos said, that's why he needs to be, that's why he needs Lovot to Mitzarek. But Tosfos does have such diburim, so maybe if you say that Akuma, then this half won't be rochot min, the Kaisel won't be rochot min eschach. If it's not rochot min eschach, then I don't need lovot. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, we all have to think about it when we get to the bottom of Tosfos. But let's say for the time being, poshut pshat. The Gemara says, let's say that Akuma, just in mechaber the chak and the Kaisel. So the Gemara answers, poshut disel adayfen, pochus medalad ames sagya. In a regular case of doifen akuma, I have a doifen. So I just need a mekayim to the schach. For that, I have doifin akuma. As long as it's not talad amas. Hochul shvuy doifin. Here, I need to make a doifin. It's important to the shayim see. The shvuy doifin. The two halves over here, neither one is a doifin, but neither one has a sarat vachem. That's the shvuy doifin. The doifin has to be a sarat vachem. Mechitz has to be a sarat vachem. The shvuy. And that's how it says in the Gemara. The mechitz has to be a sarat vachem. Not enough that the chak is a reshus of a sarat vachem. The mechitz needs to be a sarat vachem. To make it into Asarat Vachem, for that I can't use Doifin Akuma. Rashi explains Doifin Akuma is when I have a Doifin, I can say it's Akuma. But if I don't have a Doifin in the first place, I can't say Doifin Akuma to make it into a Doifin. Therefore, I have to come out to Lovod. Lovod works with all substances, doesn't have to be a Doifin to begin with. And therefore, if you have Lovod, then it's good. Vachem is begin with Vachem in the Leilai. That's the Gemara. So, bottom line is if you have Vachem and Gimel, so what we have Pachas Megimel. So now it's kosher inside the kach. I have a kosher sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, and I can now eat and drink and sleep inside of the kach. What about over here? Can I eat over here? By the Sfasa kach. Between the kach and the kosher. So this is a machlokes. The Torah says no. Which is not, because from by this area over here, the Sfasa Chak, you don't have a height of 10 tefachim. So it's not kosher. Because the Hechsher Sukkah is inside the Chak. Inside the Chak, you have Mechitzas Nasar. But the outside of the Chak, you don't have Mechitzas Nasar. I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't have mechitzas asor, or I don't have schach lemal on that asor. So where the chisorim lies? I'm over here. I'm al svasa. So is the problem that I don't have a mechitzas asor tochum? Maybe that's not true. Maybe you say lo, So the chak, Rashi Lashon was kilu achak magia the kaisel. Kilu achak moves over to the kaisel. So maybe I do the machitzas asar. Ad kadekach. Remember the Rav and the Ritva said. The Rav and the Ritva had entertained that I don't even need Zayin Tochum inside the chak because the chak moves over. I said, no, but it's a dirasuch. We talked about that. That in the love, but you can't live, so that doesn't count as a rishus deal. Nonetheless, there are infinites that do say that somehow the chak moves over. So maybe I do have a mechitza sar. When you say b'derech kushya, I'm thinking about b'derech kushya. The Torah says I can't eat here because over here I don't have the answer. So. Why don't I have answer? I have machitza sar. The chak moves over. I have machitza sar. You see in the Rav and the Ritva that they felt that the chak doesn't move over. Ad kadei kach, they thought you don't even need zayin or zayin to say chakah. They answered it to the yisucha. Okay, fine. The yisucha. So you can't. You need zayin or zayin over here. Shouldn't be a yisucha. But you still see from them the idea that the kaisel chak moves over. If the kaisel chak moves over, so why don't I say that even the fellow alsvas chak has a machitza vasar? So, I'm not sure. In Chelani limit, maybe two things. First of all, could be that even if I have a mechitza asar, I don't have a schach l'mach 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 l'mach. Maybe that's also required. The schach has to be l'mach 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 l'mach. One of the limudim, later on, the asar tochim is researching in the chalpeim ala or. The schach has to be l'mach 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 asar tochim. So even if I have a mechitza asar, but I have to have a schach, that's l'mach l'mach asar. That this fellow doesn't have. The schach is the lamata. The schach is not lamata. Yeah, sorry. Because even if the mechitza moves over, this is still the kaka. This is still the kaka. Mechitza is lowered. Ke'ilu, mitzadine mechitza, this mechitza is mistar after this mechitza. I have a mechitza son. So maybe this guy has a mechitza son or somehow. But if the karka is not, if this is the karka, so that doesn't change. So it's like a gabi yitzvah. But here it's a bad yitzvah, but here's the yitzvah that makes it worse, not better. Maybe like that. Maybe say again. Oh, stop the recess from this. That I'm going to talk about in a second. Recess from this, what about Sally? One thing at a time. I just want to know this, the Edson people of the tour. The tour says you can't eat here because you don't have hamster soup. So why do you have machitza soup? I have machitza soup. So call him. Maybe you don't have a schachlam up in there. So. You have to see the loss from the tour. I don't think he says it here. Could be another thing also. Even though the Ram and the Ritva suggested that the machitza should be able to move over with lavud, what did they answer? They answered it to Dira Srucha. That we had a Darichus where we broke. Shat in the Ritva and the Ran, what they mean is it's not stam that we have some axiom that you need to have seven tefachim in order to have a dira and noya. It means that since there is shusuk, there has to be a rishus of dira, so any chelik of the rishus of that royal dira is not mitzar after to the shear of the rishus. So we're dying in the Ritva by chutzim yordim. That the Moses Chutzim Yodim is the Dirasucha, the Lashon of the Ritva is that Mimele it's Gemand Disnayadomi. What's that called? Gemand Disnayadomi. Gemand Disnayadomi is a Lashon that we use with all, but Mimai the Chalav. Chutzim that are Shilosim Rubar, Gemand Disnayil. Chutzim that are Hamosim Rubar, Gemand Disnayil. What does that do with Dirasucha? So it's a Pshat in the Ritva is that because it's a dira suchos, because the chutzim, even though they're hamosim ruva, they command the leisnayel. But since they make the dira, that moshum a dira sucho, so they command the leisnayel. They mimayit the halal. The halal of sukkah is not stam. The rishus sukkah has to be rishus shel dira. So any part of that rishus that's not royal dira is not part of the rishus shel sukkah. So the Ritva had a havamino that maybe the mechitza moves over. with Lovut. So he shouldn't eat 7 by 7. And he answers, but no, but it'll be a Dira Sucha. But now the Drusha says that it's a Dira Sucha. That means that if I move this Mechitza over, the tefach that I'm going to gain is going to be a Dira Sucha. A Dira Sucha is not part of the Rishus of the Sukkah. So maybe that means that I have, can't move the... So maybe that means that it doesn't work for the Shir Mechitza either. Can't move the Mechitza over here. Because if I'm going to move the Mechitza over here, the Mechitza is going to include a Rishus that's not part of the Rishus of the Sukkah. The whole idea of the Shir Asar Tvachim, which is said from Rav Chaim, that the Shir Asar Tvachim and the Mechitza comes from the fact that that's the Shir of the Rishus. The Rishus is Adla Asar Tvachim. The Mechitza, the height of the Mechitza has to correspond to the height of the Rishus, that it's Makim. So over here, the Mitzvah, yes, the Mitzvah Rahavimim, the Kaislech Kak, could move over with Lavud, and now I have. If that would be the case, then this person Al Slasach Kak would be inside Mechitzas of Asar. That's true in the Ritzvah's Kasher. But what's the Ritzvah's Teretz? That it's a Dira Sucha. Maybe the fact that it's a Dira Sucha now includes that this Mechitza cannot be a Mechitza for this solid, for this theoretical space of Lavud, because the theoretical space of Lavud is not a Rishus of Dira. Can only be a mechitza for the interior of the chakak. That's a rishus shel dira. So this mechitza over here now cannot really move over to the kaisel. Because if it moves over to the kaisel, it's going to include space that's not right with dira. So the mechitza over here the mechitza of the chakak has to remain inside the chakak. What will be lavud? Maybe lavud will be the other way. The kaisel will be mischarav to the chakak. So this fellow's outside. He's out anyway. Kachakach. The fellow who's sitting on the svas of kach, he's still outside of the place of kach. He doesn't have mechitza sevasa. Maybe that's the pshat too. So I'm not sure. Yes.
Based on that, how could the Ritz be matir the 6x6 in the first place?
The Ritz had a habamino that we can move over the kach to the place. So I'm saying, but that Havamina is only before he's Mechadish the Sar of Dira Sucha. Without what I'm saying, the Prosh Pshat Mitzvah is that that's true even in this text, that the Chakak moves over to the Kaisel. The same way he thought that way in the Havamina, that remains true in his Maskon also. It just says, but there's a technical problem of Dira Sucha, so you need Zayin al Zayin, it shouldn't be a Dira Sucha. You need Zayin al Zayin inside the Chakak, it shouldn't be a Dira Sucha. But the love of that love it works, still remains that the Chakak is moving over to the Kaisel. So I'm suggesting with Derech Asher that no, maybe once the Ritz is Mechadish the idea of Dira Sucha, so then the way the Lovin works also changes. Because now the Lovin can't be that the Kaisel of the Chakak moves over. Because if the Kaisel of the Chakak would move over, then it would be Makif, a Rishus, that's not a Rishus Shel Dira. Maybe the mechitza has to remain inside the chak, and the kaisel is carved to the chakak. And there's a lot here that I'm not sure about. I'm just, throwing it out for discussion. Al kapanim, whatever exactly the hagdor is, the Torah says that the person who starts fasa chak, after all the lovud, the ma'isa, he does not have mechitza sevasa. He doesn't see, I guess, maybe just balbat, he doesn't see a mechitza sevasa. He sees a mechitza of five tochim. The five tochim of the chak, he doesn't see. He's not roya. He doesn't see himself mukav for mechitzas and asar tochim. So he's not lucky. So he doesn't have a hechsher of a. He doesn't have hechsher mechitzas. Or the other version, he doesn't have hechsher schach. Fet the beis Yosef. This is the question that Jonathan raised before me. That okay, let's grant that he doesn't have a hechsher mechitzas. But what about Psal Yosef? What about Psal Yosef? Isn't that the idea of Psal Yotze? That you can have, once you have Heksha Sukkah that has Heksha Mechitzas. So that was the Rashi Yom Ha'ar. Once you have a Shir Sukkah that has Heksha Mechitzas. So you can map there beyond even areas that don't have Heksha Mechitzas. That's how Rashi learns the Din of, that's the Bishoysis Kasha. Why can't he, the Bishoysis, and if the Bishoysis thinks that he ordered, he should be able to sit over here. Because it's Psal Yotze in a Sukkah. The Torah itself says, like the Rosh, that by Istavo you could eat beyond the Istavo.
Why
wouldn't
you get into the Rosh's kasha that there's not kasha upon us?
Oh, so here I think we're gonna come into the. So here I think we could deploy the ray, the worm that we spoke about in the past, the Psal Yetzer. We said before we had a steer in Rashi. Rashi and Abdal and Aleph. So the Psal Yetzer works to be machshir, even we don't have Hechshir Tfanis. Schach Lamal and Mechol, for example, Rashi learns that that's a concern in Hechshir Tfanis. It's all mitzvah by itself. Why that's so, but Kapon, we saw in Rashi clearly, Schach Lamal and Mechol is a lack of Hechshir Tfanis. Psal Yetzer works. And Rashi invokes the idea of Psal Yetzer. And the Rosh explains, because Gila B'daitoi, that the Yetzer is not Bechal what he wants to be makir, it's not Bechal Sukosoi. So it doesn't have Shech Shetfanis and still works with Psal Yetzir. So you see that you can be master with Psal Yetzir beyond the Hech Shetfanis. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we had Rashi in the Testament Aleph. By the Sukh of Psal Yetzir itself, Rashi says that the Kamash Malonim, where Rashi the Havmin, why Psal Yetzir might not be good, is because Taked, Smukh Chamilso, that it's not Bechal Sukhosa, of the Rech Rosh. But then the Kamash Malon, that it is good, Psal Yetzir is Kosh, Rashi learns, because you have Shayim Kilkos, the Havelik is Shayim Kilkos, and this is a Chilu Tefach. Without all the Gila B'daita, so then the Rashi seems to learn that Psal Yetzer means that you really have Tfanis. So which is it? Is Psal Yetzer that you don't have Tfanis? It's a magic that allows you to get away without having extra Tfanis. But is Psal Yetzer worth? Because you actually have Shtayim Pilchos and Shlisha Sikhi Lutefek, you really have Tfanis. So I wanted to say in Rashi, and ask your other questions that way, that we have with the distinction that they're trying to make an Asug, you will see Mitzvah Hashem when you start Tesis, between the mechitz itself and the pu'ula of what I call the geder and the gidur. The mechitz itself, the chetz of the mechitzah, and the pu'ula sagidur, the pu'ula of being makif and creating the rishus. A mechitzah, the pu'ula of a mechitzah is that it makes the rishus. It designates the rishus. It separates the rishus from the surroundings. So I suggested that the din of Psal Yetzer was that the din of Psal Yetzer works where I have a problem in the pulis hagilur. So, for example, gila b'daitei shayetzei nevachal sukosay. I was megala das when I made it one wool long and one wool short. That what I want to be makif, it's just that I want to create. That I want to be makif is only keneged hakotza. So the pulis hagilur only extends to the end of the kotza. That's the rush. That gila b'daitei shayetzei nevachal sukosay. So the yetzer, what's yetzer beyond that, lacks in the pulis hagilur. Psal Yetzer says, as long as I was goyder, the ikar ha-sukkah, so it's kilu I was goyder the sukkah as a whole. But as long as he were, say, like an ikar ha-tokah, as long as I was goyder the ikar ha-sukkah, kilu I was goyder the rest of the sukkah. That's means out of the pulus ha-gidah. But it has nothing to, but it doesn't, but then there's a different issue, there's a different thing, which is that by sukkah, besides the pulus ha-gidah, the gedir itself, the machitz itself, is part of the chetz of the sukkah. That's a rishonim machal. Yeah, it belongs to Tosfos, but we already had a preview with the end of Tosfos. We really did. We saw in Rishonim in Shabbos, that Zayin, some of that's Pshat in Tosfos for us as well, that there's a difference between Mechitza Shabbos and Mechitza Sukkah. By Mechitza Shabbos, I'm only interested in the Pulis HaGibur. That's why I don't need to be back in Mitzar, Tuchatzoi Mechitza. Now, five Tochum over here, five Tochum over here. At the end of the day, Mitzar, the Pulis HaGibur, they're Mitzar, because now the first person who's inside the Mechitza is Roya Atzmai, that he's Mukkah, by Mechitza Sasor. He's the Bnei Rosh Hashanah and can't be Bekeh. Mashenkin by Sukkah, besides the Pulis Hagidur, you also have the Machitz itself as part of this, as part of the Sukkah. The Shalim say that's why you have to have that has to be Kereshi Shi Shalot. The Machitz has to be Nikkah that is part of the Sukkah. Taisa by Yosef, that's why you have to have Machitz as Mukhul Ischach. Taisa in Shabbos, it's going to happen Besukkah. There's exactly a cost of that the Machitz is a part of the Schach. Different Lishdiburim and the different Lishonis and Lishonim and how to make this point. But B'chor, they were making basically the same point, that by Sukkah, I'm not only interested in the Pulis HaGidur, I'm also interested in the Mechitz itself. The Mechitz itself is part of the structure of the Sukkah. For that, Psal Yetzer doesn't help. Psal Yetzer is, I was going to the Ikar Sukkah Kilo, I was going to the rest of the Sukkah. But by Sukkah, there's something else. The Binyan HaSukkah, the physical Sukkah, has to have Shtayim Kulchos and Shlishis HaFil Tefach. For that, Psal Yetzer doesn't help for that. But on the other hand, Psal Yetzer doesn't help for that, but on the other hand, the Gila B'daitoi doesn't affect that either. The gila b'daika is only a problem, is only a deficiency in the fullest agidur. What I want to be makif is only what I was megaladas. So for that, it helps. The part that's, but mitzad the chetz of the mechitzo, the gila b'daika wasn't a problem in the first place. Because who cares about his das, how much he wants to be makif? Never mind, that has to do with the fullest agidur. But mitzad the chetz of the sukkah, I have. I didn't have a problem in the first place. So I don't need the solution of Psalm Yitzchak because that there was no problem in the presence of the mechitzas altogether. This is the raid from last night. It was on the Nitzchak problem. So that's this answer for the Stira and Rashi. Rashi in Dabdala and Aleph is talking about the Pulus Hagidur. So he says, besides Pulus Hagidur, and I was married, he was talking about this, the Tfanis Lamal and Esrim is a Pesar of the Pulus Hagidur because the Schach going to Mesach going to Rishus that's moved in 20 Amas of it. And defining the Rishus, that's the Pulus Hagidur of the Mechitzas. Anyway, that was David. So Rashi, so Psal Yosef works for the Pulus Hagidur. But it doesn't work, and that's the Rashi of Dalam Adal, that even though you don't have Hetzel Mechitzas, I wasn't going there, I wasn't Makif, only connected Akotzer, for that I have a Din of Psal Yosef. But it doesn't get me away from the requirement that I actually have physical Mechitzas, and that's what the Mordechai test says. That even when you have Psal Yosef, even when you have the lumnus of Psal Yosef, you still have a condition that has to be what? It's a condition, what? Because you can't get away from the need for actually have mechitzas, and what mechitzas do you have to have? Shayim kolchosner, so you have to do with that. And that's the rashi in the Dabdala Moral. So the chur that would be neitzah for the tour here as well. The bechnesi based on the tour. Why can I sit over here in the sfasat kag? We didn't psal yoytzei. The answer is yes. If it was only a problem, the pulus hakidur, then you could. But here's a different problem. I don't have an actual mechitzah because the mechitzah of chamisha tvochim is not a mechitzah. So I just don't have this fellow, Pulus Hagidur, we can get away with. But besides the Pulus Hagidur, he doesn't have Tfanis. Because Tfanis have to be as far as what he's basically lacking is the Mimshach HaDoifim Ba'adok. He doesn't have the Metzias of Tfanis. It's different than Tfanis Lamal Mezrim. Tfanis Lamal Mezrim are good Tfanis. They're good Mechitzas. The only lack is that the Rishus that they define is too muflut from the Schach for the Schach to be Mesachachit. So it lacks in the Pulus Hagidur, right? That's the rate from the last time, from before. But over here, a mechitza that's a chamisha tvachim, not a mechitza, call it tarkul, it's not a mechitza. Not a chisor, it's the lax in the shem mechitza. So that already is a chisor, and that for that, Psal Yetz is not going to help. So this would be, an eitzah for the tour. Question is, why is this different than the Rosh, which the tour also brought, of, which Rosh? Shapiro. We had a sukkah like that, with a shikua. Underneath you have a mokum that, 7 by 10, you could do a rebeya. And the Rosh says you could sleep places also. You can sleep over here, under the shikua where it gets low. Midin, shikua, midin psal yetzi, places midin psal yetzi, also midin psal yetzi. How does psal yetzi work over here? Over here, I don't have. And here it's very similar to the case of the tour. I don't have mechitzas asar tochem. I don't have a tzachol asar tochem. I don't have a mishach hadayfim bahado. So how does psal yotzi work? And if psal yotzi does work over there, so why can't psal yotzi work by sfasa? Not my gosh, this is everybody else's gosh. But maybe here we could say about. By revisiting that Rosh. From that Rosh are two things. The Rosh said that you're allowed to sleep over here, so first he quotes Tosis because of Psal Yosef. Then the Rosh added something. What did the Rosh add? The Rosh did that's what? Shipuah Eilim Kailim Bani. The Mishnah of Olives. So when you have a Shipuah, and underneath you have a place that you can be a Rabbi at Tefach, then underneath the lower part of the shipua, that's also called the Yavin oil, Tumas Meis. At the time we grappled, what does the Rosh need these two different sorts? Psal Yetzei plus the din of shipua oilim, the Halan Doni. At the time I suggested a Mahalat. He's showing me different kinds of tefillos. But maybe now, maybe in the light of the above, maybe you could say a different shot over there in that Rosh. That the Rosh is, that this is how it's bothering the Rosh. The Rosh is bothered, he says there's two problems over here. Number one, there's a problem. It's on the pulus agidur we're talking, you know, the pool of gidur, the pool of being, and that's a problem Shalyotzi can take off. That's a problem Shalyotzi can solve. That even though this fellow doesn't have a mechitza asara, he's not mukaf with mechitza of asara, and he's not the schach and tafim, and he's not lemala me'asara. So it lacks in the pulus hagidur, in the making of the rishus, the pool of the mechitza. Snaps Ali Yitzchak. But since the mechitzas were makif, the ikar asukah, so it's kilu the makif this part as well. Since the schach is mesachach, and the ikar asukah is kilu mesachach in this area as well. But you have a different problem. You still have the other problem, which is that the ma'isa need to have the chetz of the sukkah has to be mimshach hadayif and badah. Never mind the pulus hagidur. The chetz of the sukkah has to be mechitzas asara with schach lemala me'asara, and this fellow doesn't have that. Very similar to svasach kach. So for this pool, for that, Shalei Yitzchak is not going to help. For that, the Tur has a different asus. Says the Tur, for that we have the notion of Shipuya Halam. Because in Shipuya Halam it says, remember the Magen Avraham said this pshat of Shipuya Halam. In Shipuya Halam it says a chiddush that the height of the whole Shipuya is defined by the height of the peak. Since it rises to a peak of a tefach, that's a chiddush in Shipuya Halim. The Shipuya Halim Kira Halim Domi, and Kilo, the whole Shipuya has an actual height of a tefach. That's a chiddush. That's the chiddush of Shipuya Halim. That's a chiddush not in the pulus sagidur. That's a chiddush in the oil itself. That the oil itself, the height of the oil. Realize the oil itself. The height of the oil is the height at its highest height. That's his height for the whole shipboard. But that's where it culminates. Like a teepee, you know, how high is the teepee? Whatever it is at the top, at the apex, that's the height of the teepee. How do I know that's true? Maybe that's not true. By Shipuya Yahalim, there is no Pu'ulis Hagidur. There's nothing there analogous to Pu'ulis Hagidur. A mechitza makes a rishus. So it has this, we can distinguish between the mechitza, has to be a sarat fakum, it's a hatzma, and then the mechitza also defines your shus, it has the pulus hagidur, like in Hilchah Shabbos, as we saw in Mishayim. Again, you know, we can, in Hilchah Shabbos, we can have a mechitza that has many different sections, but as long as your b'rayas hatzma, so you have the pu'ula of being makir, you created a rishus of a sarat fakum. By oil tefach, you don't have anything analogous to that. But oil tefach, the oil has to be a tefach. If the oil is a tefach, then it's maybe a satumah. If the oil is not a malam a tefach, then it's not maybe a satumah. There, the only thing I'm interested in is not the reshus underneath. It's not a reshus of a tefach. The oil has to be a tefach. The oil itself, the roof, has to be the malam a tefach in order to be an oil. So there Shipuya Olam says one thing and one thing only, that the oil is as high as its apex. So that's the tzir fadvarim here in the Rosh. Why did the Rosh need two different svaras to allow you to sleep under the by this sukkah that's on a slant? The Rosh needed two svaras to allow you to sleep under the shipur. Psal Yetzeh and Shipur Yahal. That was the need. Why did he need those two different svaras? So I'm suggesting now maybe a Dovah Chalosh. He needs those two svaras because he has to deal with two different issues. Number one, he has to deal with the issue that you need a chetzu shel mechitza. And a mechitza is a sarat vachem. The besukas, there's exactly a kosur. That a sukkah has to have three mechitzas, or shtayim kochotim, or shishim kilkechach, and mechitza means a sarat vachem, and that's the chetzu of the sukkah, and you have to have a schach lamala me'asara, so I can be hanfei, and that's the chetzu of the schach. And you don't have it over here. Where do I have over here mechitzah sasar? Where do I have over here ischach that's lamala me'asar? Which means I have the binyan asukah. For that he says, the chiddush of Shipuya Halam. In Shipuya Halam it says, the chiddush, that this shipua, when I wonder what's the height of the shipua, what's the height of the oil? The height of the oil is its apex. And therefore I look at it, as if this is also Gavoya. This oil is entirely Gavoya Tefach. Or in the case of the Sukkah, since it rises to a higher Tefach, and so it's entirely Gavoya Asara Tefach. And then the Mechitzas, which reach onto it, are also Asara Tefach. Because it's all part of, that's also included, I guess, in Shipuya Aleph. That the Chetzah of the Shipua is Gavoya, it's Kuloi Gavoya Asara Tefach. Which is the Mogad of Rome, when he quotes this rush, the Mogad of Rome, that's what he typed, that's how he quotes this rush. Then in Shipuya Halim for Halim, it says that when you have Shipuya Halim, the whole thing is Gavoya Asara Tefach. That's Mitzad the Chetzah of the Schach, Mitzad the Chetzah of the Mechitzah. It's Kuloi Gavoya Asara Tefach. But then the rush had a different problem. Okay, fine. It's Gavoya Asara Tefach. This, the Mitzad the Chetzah of the Shipua, it's Nidoin, that has this height and not this height. The whole thing has the height of the. That it ascends to. But what about the Pulus HaGidur? The Mechitzas have to define a Rishus. The Mechitza has to define a Rishus of Asar Tvachim by Zayin al Zayin. That's the Mechitza that you also have to have by Pesuk. Is not only the Chetz of the Mechitza, you also need the Pulus HaGidur. Has to define a certain Rishus, a Rishus of Dira. Can't be. Right? The Mechitzas of Sukkah also are not less than. They have an element that the Mechitzah Shabbos don't have. And I'm interested in the Chetzah of the Mechitzah also. But I'm also interested in the Gilur. The Mechitzahs of Sukkah have to define a Rishus. What Rishus, what size Rishus do they have to define? Rishus for Zayin HaZayin, up to 10 Tefachim. The Rishus over here is not 10 Tefachim at all. And that's what we have to posit. Even though there's this magic that this Shipua, the whole Shipua is Nidoin as having the height of the apex. But the Rishus that this guy is in, Lamaikis is not Tassar Tzav. The magic of Shpuy Alam, the word of Shpuy Alam defines the height of the, tells me that the Shipu itself, the Chetz of the Schach, at this point, the Schach is Ki'ilu that has the height that it reaches. But this fellow is Lamaikis, is still in the Rishus that's less than Tassar Tzav. In the Rishus, you don't have this in the Shpuy Alam. Because it's learned out from oilers. And when oilers, I'm only interested in the chetz of the oil. The oil has to be lemalim, it has to have a height of a tefach. So that tells me Shpuy Alam that the whole oil has a height of a tefach. So this schach, the schach has a height of a tefach. But the person inside, the rishus, he's still in a small rishus. He's in a rishus that doesn't have that, especially since it's a rishus shel dira. The rishus shel dira that he's in is not a tefach. So it lacks in the pulis hamechitza, the pulis hagidur. He's not in the rishus of asar tefach. The answer is, but for that I have the other idea of psal yaitzim in a sukkah. That's exactly what psal yaitzim in a sukkah says. That since they have a pulis hagidur that defines a rishus in the ikar sukkah, a requisite the satisfactory rishus in the ikar sukkah. So meila, this also becomes midin psal yaitzim. It also becomes part of the pulis hagidur. It also becomes part of the rishus of the sukkah. But the mechitzas have to define a rishus, a certain kind of rishus, a rishus of sukkah, a rishus of zayin al zayin by asar. So these mechitzas over here, they can't do that. But these mechitzas can do it for the whole sukkah with himself. Yet. There's a lot of Torah over here. I mean, a lot of, like, it's just a little Torah. It's not posh. But the Maisa, it's a difficult posh. The Rus is two different sorts. Shipuya Island and Psalalekhi. What's the Tzir Padwar? The Maisa, it's Adora. It's asking for a Hezbo. So that's what I'm suggesting. In each Shipuya Island, it's at the Chetz of the Mechitza. We see anyway, but the Rishayim say the Chilk. The Chilk between the Mechitza and the Pulis Agidu, that's Chilk with the Rishayim. That's our place. That there's a difference in the Chashavas. That the Rishon already developed. But I'm saying maybe that's the Shari and the Rosh. I need these two different stories because I'm down on two different things. First of all, I need Mushachad Daif and Bahado. I need to have a Metzias of Tfanas. I need to have a Metzias of Schach, and Tfanas means Asar Tvachim. Schach has to be Lamal and Asar Tvachim. For that, I have the notion of Shipuya Halam. That's a word from the Chetz of the Schach, from the Chetz of the Mechitza. That since it rises to a certain height, so that's the Chiddush Din, since it rises at an angle, the whole thing has the height of the that it angles towards. Then there's another nidan. The rishus of the sukkah that's defined by the mechitzas. The mechitzas have a certain action that they do over here. They define a rishus. And you need mechitzas asar that defines a reshus of asar. And that's, it has to be Zion on Zion that defines a reshus of asar. And that reshus has dinim itself. That's the idea of yirishucho. That reshus has certain dinim that it has to have. It has to be reshus subka or reshus shadira. Kalma. This tailucha is outside of the reshus of the subka. Because the reshus of the subka has to be a reshus of asar by Zion on Zion. That's it. No, that's psalayetzi. Once I have a reshus subka that's satisfactory. So kilo. Everything gets incorporated into the rishus of the into that heck of rishus here. Everything gets incorporated into that rishus. That's the case. Then we can then the Torah is good. In the case of sfas achak, I don't have the shipu yahalim. The notion of shipu yahalim that the whole shipu has the height of the apex. That's only when you have a shipu. It's not a shipu. This is just different sections of this sukkah have different heights. And the Sfas HaKak has a height of 5 Tfachim, the Sfas HaKak has a height of 10 Tfachim. So there you don't have Shippu Yahalim. So now, therefore, Psal Yotze, because now Psal Yotze helps Mitzad, the Chisorin, and the Rishus. Now, this Rishus is only 5 Tfachim tall. It's not, but that, for that I could have used Psal Yotze. But it doesn't help with the fact that at the end of the day, this guy over here doesn't have the physical Tfanis of 10 Tfachim. He doesn't have the Mimshech HaDoi from Ba'adah. So he's not inside a Kosher Rishus. Megillah says the Torah, so he says it's still there for their place. Okay. Okay, let's start places. This is an important places. Pachas Megillah talking share. You can't cost you. Fi mashe pirish bekuntres reish perik sheni de gitten. Ka be gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha ein mitzdafen. The Gemara over there says, Machaikis in Gemara, but Chista says in Gemara, that gidut chamisha and mechitza chamisha are not mitzdafen to a height of asar tfachim. The Lashon in Gemara is, I kulei be gidut, I kulei be mechitza. Now what the word gidut means, that's part of the discussion. What does gidut mean? But Rashi translates gidut to mean a chayitz. So a charis that's got that's a sa'ot v'achim is a shesayot. You have a pit that's a sa'ot v'achim, that's a shesayot. That's cool in the gidl. Or you have a wall of a sa'ot v'achim, and what's inside the wall is a shesayot. But you can't have half and half. You can't have fire, you know, certain amount of part of that sa'ot v'achim is gidl, is charis, and part of it it goes down, and part of the mechitza goes up. You can't mix and match. The mechitza. That's Reb Chista. Ma'aseh other Amoraim of Yerah are going on Reb Chista. The Gemara says the maskanus of Gemara Lalocha is not like Reb Chista. But nonetheless, Reb Chista adds the svar of kulei begidut or kulei begidut, or kulei begidut or kulei bemechitza. And Rashi understands that to mean the moya that gidut means a charitz. The moya charitz omer chamishu umakifu mechitza chamishu ein mitzdarf and liyis besoichim vishus ayochet. That place is ha'ashki for hocho binyin sukkah. The mitzvah. And Aguilar says that it is mitzvah. The chakak and the mechitza are mitzvah to shir lasar etvachim. According to Reb Chista, why do you say kulu begidu de kulu bemechitza? That's so clear with this. Who says Aguilar has to go like Reb Chista? So it could be Aguilar Tosis feels, since Rashi says at the beginning that it's piskei halachas, so Rashi holds that Aguilar is going to the kuliyam. The Piskei Halacha of Agamar Lukuli Alma, where do you have that in Taisus? You know, when Taisus asked the Kasha from Hutzim Yodin, Taisus and by Hutzim Yodin, if the Hutzim would see Losam, Ruben Mechamosa, it's Kasha, Taisus asked, what about an Erevin? Rabbi said an Erevin in one Lashon, that if you had mitzvahs lamata michov and mitzvahs lamala michov, and Tosis learns mitzvahs lamata michov, it's talking about where the lamata michov was tilosim mechamosa. And Tosis asks, so it's a steer to agamor, hakam and agamor, it's mematic the halal and it's kosher from the chavama. And in Erevin, Rabbah said in one lashon that it's no good. Tosis chilukim, utzim is better, but kal yachal ismer. What's the discussion in the first place? Who says Agamemnon says all like Rabbah? The Rabbah over there in Gemara says Chalal Sukkah tonight. Rabbah is Machir that it's Kodesh Kosher. Maybe Agamemnon goes like Rabbah, not like Rabbah. We said at the time, Taisus and Sama holds Agamor is Piskei Halacha, and it also Kuli Alma. But here again, maybe it's the same phenomenon. Not Mistava, that Agamor is not like a Piskei. Taisus, other Gemara is going to ask him in a second, where that's not so available. The next Taisus asks. In Shabbos, who says it goes like a chista? Some Rishonim say that. I think the Rana was in Shabbos. Who says everything has to go like a chista? If you want Shabbos, the person asks him doesn't go like a chista. So I don't remember if the Rana says Agamor maybe is not like a chista. Hakapon, the Taisus doesn't want Agamor to be shalikir chista. So Taisus asks, so how does it work in Agamor? You have a chakach and you have a mechitza and has it mistak like kulu gidula kulu mechitza. Then test another kasha. Bechem bepekam of the Shabbos. Gabi bias. She'ein toichei asar. The moment he says, you have a bias, that it's not asar, they don't have the interior is not asar tvachem high. The on top of the roof is asar tvachem high. The first thing Gemara says, so on top of the roof is Rishu Shiyochet, but inside the house, not Rishu Shiyochet. But the Gemara says, a bias says over there, dimchok by arba al arba, that if in the house you dug a chak, dalal al dalal, so a bias over there says, that the choshek kulei rishu seyochet. Same question. How does that work? You made a chakak. But how's the chakak mistarak with the kodesh? Here's how it happened. Here it's more problematic. Who told kodesh that a bias told the kodesh? So I'm trying to say that, again, the Ramban of this is, it's not muchuk that a bias told the kodesh. The Lord says we don't pass like a chista, so what's over the end of the world? Like, Abai is not going like a chista. That's okay, what's father place in the first place. But the point of places doesn't, maybe because the Lord doesn't mention a chista over there, it's not mashma that's totally in the chista. Places, he says, maybe it's not going to here. Maybe the chakak itself is a sort of chakak. It's not a terrorist for Rashi though, because Rashi this is the fairish that the chakot vashlima lasar. This is defending Rashi. Rashi himself doesn't say that defense. But I'm actually of any time. So far we have two kashas in Rashi. Rashi is this. Rashi winds up in a chisda, but kula begidu lekula b'machitza. He cannot be mitzarech a chakak and a machitza to asar etvok. First of all, Shef and Ragamar, you see, we are Mazar, the Chakak and the Mechitza. Secondly, Shef and the Gwan Shabbos of Zayin, we Chokh Tech Abayis. Abayis says it's Rishon Seyochet. And Rashi himself learned Shef and Ragamar that the cases he was Chokh Glahashkin, he would be Mashin Mashir of Asarat Fakhin. Mashir over there, the Rashi was going that way in the Gemara. But not Chokh Boy, but Chokh Boy Lahashlima Lassar. Boy Mashir of Tam, I think that's what it is in Ragamar also. Boy Mashir of Tam. You hold on perik basa deirvin, b'shalish perik hazerim. The bor b'chul yosa mitztarif lasar. It's a member of Avichana. That the bor with the earth that's piled up. What do you call it in English? The earth that's around. You know, you dug a pit, and around the pit you also have the chul, all the earth that's piled up around the pit. It's mitztarif to a shira asar tochim that inside the pit should be a shira asar yochim. It's mitztarif la'oimik and it's mitztarif la'oichim. It's mitztarif the depth. You must have the chulia to make a depth of asar tvachim, and you must have the thickness of the chulia to make a width of arba tvachim, without ending the mark. So they also see that the chak is being mistarif to the mechitza. The chulia is a mechitza. The chak is a gidul. So how do you mistarif the gidul with the mechitza? Again, who says Rav Yochanan has to go? Who says Rav Yochanan has to go like a chista? But Tosfos assumes that everything has to stem with the chista. That's the third kasha. The fourth kasha, I mean, Masayi Perek Kol Gavres. That the Shtei Chaser Shulam Ma'alam Zul Vishgidu Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. The Moed of Chisda B'Tachtoino Oil V'Roya Pnei Asara L'Marev Shnayim V'Loi Marev Sachas. What it says, they have two chasers. One is 5 tefachim higher than the other, and then on top of it, you made a mechitza. So the Gemara says that the bottom chotzer could make its own area of chatzeris, since at the bottom chotzer there's a mechitza. Why is it good mechitza? It's chetzi begidun and chetzi mechitza. According to Rashi's Havana, it's chetzi begidun and chetzi mechitza. therefore Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat. Elo, yesh leimar, a different pshat. V'gidil chamisha mechisha u'mechitza chamisha. The case of Gidil chamisha mechitza, Rav Chista's case, is talking about v'gidil shtei chatzer zulu manu zulu ayri v'lu inyin el yoynok v'muchu sugi l'kol gadis v'lu inyin eru v'naim v'lu inyin telbushus ramon v'lu inyin chamisha v'hikif agaba mechitza chamisha v'chosh v'shu shayofa v'lu inyin shabbos. The kitzur places in the nukshat and gidah chamisha. Gidah does not mean a pit. Gidah means a tell. It's a mound. It means a mound. And the case here is you have a tell. It's a 5 foot tall. And on top of it, you built a mechitza. So that's no good. You can't be mitzar at the height of the mound, point to a pista anyway, with the 5 foot, which is, you know, with the height of the mechitza on top of it. That's, there we say, when you have a chakak, Rav Chisda wasn't talking about that. About a chakak is mistarf with the mechitza. So tell that Rav Chisda is not mistarf with the mechitza, but a chakak is mistarf with the mechitza. What's the difference? Why is it better? What's the difference? Happening, okay, it's in the star, so why is it tell worse? Let's first talk about the tell itself. Why is it not mistarif by a tell? Tosfos reads into Rav Chisda pshat, and Rav Chisda point to Tosfos is they have a tell, you have a hill, it's 5 tefachim tall, and on top of that you built a fence, it's also 5 tefachim tall. So it's not, so Rav Chisda holds is not a shesiyot. Even though a tell is 10 tefachim tall, is a shesiyot. Or a plane that has a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, is a shesiyot. But not half and half. That's kula begida, a kula be mechitza. So, Chora, one might say, is a major machlekes rishonim which we're going to have in the next sugya about an amud. When you have, let's say, you have a tell and it's 10 tefachim tall. So on top of the tell is a shusiyot. We have an amud. You have a solid block. It's 10 tefachim tall. It's 4 tefachim wide. So at the top of it is a rishus hayot. That's going to happen in the next one. Why is it Rosh Hashayah? Where are the mechitzas? So Hashem Shad is good asset. Mechitzah, good asset. The sides of the wall, the sides of the block, the sides of the tell, are oil ad l'rakia. And therefore, even the person is on top of the tell, he's really surrounded by the mechitzas of good asset. Gemara, that's the next sugya. The next sugya says that in sukkah it doesn't work. You built a sukkah on top of an amud, and you didn't build walls for the sukkah. You want to align with asset. So the Gemara says no, it doesn't work because you need mechitzas sani karos. Most we should learn, many we should learn that that's a sukkah different problem. Really, it's good asset. And nichas Shabbos will be a fine mishusiyot, and we didn't good asset. But in sukkah, there's an extra halacha that you can't use mechitzas of that. These mechitzas of gerastik are not good enough because you need mechitzas hanikars. We'll talk about that. We talked about it already a little bit in the past, and we talked about the shaynim about the on Shabbos. You need that in sukkah, you need mechitzas hanikars shem shelo. So I'm just going to quote back Gemara as a right for that idea. The kavanah makes a sukkah dicker problem, but really, what the Gemara itself says, sober abay lemeimer. Gemara is a more basic. Sober abay lemeimer gerastik mechitzas, and it's a good sukkah. So Rabbi said, no, but even mechitzas and mikaros the lech. So maybe you're trying to learn, maybe there's kosher pshat in the Gemara, we could say that it means it's a sukkah dikur problem. In Shabbos it is good asik. In sukkah, good asik is not enough, you need mechitzas and mikaros. For sukkah, you need mechitzas and mikaros.
There is a school in Rishayim, the Rambam, apparently, Chaim's Marachin, Meiri, they learn different Pshat and Limudim. What I'm saying, Be'inu Mechitzas Anikaris means that for good Asik, you need Mechitzas Anikaris. And on top of a block, since it's a solid block, it's not Mechitzas Anikaris, there's no good Asik. And therefore, there are no Mechitzas. That's why it's not a good Sukkah, because there are no Mechitzas. Well, if there are no Mechitzas, so why is it Rosh Hashanah? Ishmael, if you say there is good Asik, just a Sukkah, the good problem, Mechitzas Anikaris. So for Shabbos, you don't have any problems, so you have good Asik, and that's why it's Rosh Hashanah. But according to it's a school in Rishayim, in the area of Rome, and the Harals all this way, the Rambam, that it's that the Gemara is saying, but in the Mechitzas and Ikoras, different Shach and work, that in order to say good Asik, you have to have Mechitzas and Ikoras, and by a solid block, there are no Mechitzas and Ikoras, and therefore there's no good Asik, and that's why you have no Mechitzas for the Sukkah. Because you don't have good Asik. Good Asik would be fine. You could use good Asik for a Sukkah, but here you don't have it, because Mechitzas and Ikoras, and Ikoras don't generate a good Asik. So why in Shabbos is it Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Chaim says in Rambam, Yiri says also the Feresh, that apparently a tel is a Rosh Hashanah without Mechitzas. The mere fact that it's in Rosh Hashanah, 10 Tfachim separated, has a height, that's 10 Tfachim off the height of the surrounding Rosh Hashanah, separates it into a separate Rosh Hashanah, and it becomes a Rosh Hashanah without Mechitzas. So they state in the Yiri. You can have Rosh Hashanah without Mechitzas. Chaim has a slightly different flavor, we'll see when we get there. But Al Kaponim, if we would say like that, then we could understand very easily why the tel is not mitzvah for the mechitzah. And the tel is 5 tefachim tall, and the mechitzah is 5 tefachim tall. So you smanish apple and oranges. The tel doesn't have good asik, it doesn't really have mechitzah. Why is the tel in Rosh Hashanah? Because it's an extra halacha that it tells. It's mubdil from Rosh Hashanah, so it's by definition Rosh Hashanah. A mechitzah is a different way to be Rosh Hashanah. Here, the tel is not 10 tefachim tall, and the mechitzas aren't 10 tefachim tall. See, why they're mixing and matching? You're mixing and matching two different ways of being Rosh Hashanah. The way of being Rosh Hashanah through being elevated off the Rosh Hashanah, and the way of being separated from Rosh Hashanah through a mechitza. So it's either one or the other. It can't be half and half. So that would be very gishmak. If we could read that into Tosfos, that would be very gishmak and Pshat and Tosfos, why by tel say I could be given the kulu the mechitza? We'll have to see. I don't know if that's going to pan out later on in the sugya of Amud to say that in Tosfos. I think it's going to be more mashma Tosfos that they read the Gemara, the conventional lesson that a tel has good asik. And mechitza nikaris is a sukkah the kufisa. It's literally hadru l'duchto, hadru l'kushu l'duchto. So why can't a tel be mitzarav to a mechitza? A tel generates good asik. A tel is a regular mechitza. How is a tel? A tel is 10 tefachim tall. How is it Rosh Hashanah kind of top? Because it generates a good asset. It's a regular mechitzah. So why can't I over here? Why can't I say, look, I have five here, I'll generate a good asset. So some of you have to answer that the reason that the sort of Aikula begins with Aikula mechitzah, and we're going to see this going forward also. It's not the pshat that, you know, a tel works differently than mechitzah, but there's some different mechanism, some different lumbus of a tel than the regular mechitzah. So a regular mechitzah has one kind of lumbus, one kind of way of being Shishi Yochid, and a mechitzah has a different way of being a Shishi Yochid, and therefore they're not able to be mitzvah. In the Meiri will be maybe that would work, but in the conventional learning, the conventional pshat of the Bible, it's not going to work. I think the pshat is more in the lines of that the tel and the mechitzah, even though it may be in lumbus and not so far apart, but they're not nitpas. The observer doesn't see them as a single mechitza. And a mechitza has to be in the eye of the beholder. This is going to be a sort of going to have the whole breakthrough of the senses. A mechitza has to be in the eye of the beholder. If the beholder sees it as one thing, then it could be a mechitza. If the beholder doesn't connect the two things, then it's not a mechitza. So here, the tel, you see, the tel and the mechitza, they look different. So that's it's not nitpas to the observer as a mechitza asar. He sees a tel of chamisha. He sees a mechitza of chamisha. He doesn't see it as a single thing. So mela, that can't make a mechitza asar. So why is the charitz different? Tais is saying that the charitz is mistah. That's what Tais is coming to say. That there's a difference. A tel of the mechitza is not mistah. At least according to our chizmah. But a charitz and a mechitza, that's fine. That's not a problem. Why is that any better? Why is that more? Why is that more mitzvah? So the Ramban in Shabbos, during Daf Zayin, the Ramban brings the sheet of Tosfos, Shem the Tzurfatim. The Ramban says pshat in the Tzurfatim that since for the person inside the Charitz, so it looks he sees a mechitza of Asar Tvav. So that's why he's able to do mitzvah. The lashon of the Rabban is shehakol kemechitza l'mishayimid v'sarche. The tel never looks like a mechitza. It looks like a tel, no matter which angle you're at. It looks like a, unless you're like a hobbit maybe inside. It looks like a mechitza all the time. So it never looks like a mechitza. It looks like a tel. But a charitz depends where you are. If you're on the sfasa charitz, then it doesn't look to you like a mechitza. It looks like a drop. But if you're inside the charitz, then to you it looks like a mechitza. That already is mitzvah. The charitz, since la'alaymid v'soichoy, it's near to mechitza, so therefore it's able to be mitzvah. That's what Rabban explains this place. The tel is not mitzvah because it was near to tel, but the charitz is mitzvah because for la'alaymid v'soichoy, it's near to charitz. It's near to mechitza. So what's the pshat in this Rabban? So it would be tempting to say that maybe the pshat in Rabban is that mechitza is Shabbos. Maybe that the Rabban holds that mechitzas, or at least he's imputing to the Tzurfatim, that's not their mind himself, Shifa. But he's imputing to Tosfos, and maybe mechitzas of Shabbos, or maybe mechitzas in general, are defined by what by the person inside. This is a shayla altogether, who is mechitza, which also one of the issues of it. Is a mechitza defined by the person outside the mechitza? He has to see a mechitza? Or is the mechitza defined, does the mechitza have to, from which side does it have to be mechitza? Maybe from both? Is it, does it have to be mechitza from the outside? Does it have to be mechitza from the inside? Does it have to be mechitza from both sides? So maybe attractive to say that pshat in Tosfos, the way the Rabban's explaining, is that a mechitza is defined from the inside. So since from the inside it's kulei mechitza, so then there's no problem doing this tach. But I don't think you have to say that. I don't think we have to say that. Could be true. But I don't think it's mukhuch. Could be la'olim, a mechitza maybe has to be from both sides. Because then those tepulos are being chaitzitz. Maybe it has to be a mechitza from both sides. The mashal, the nafkamin is going to be, what if I have a case now where I have a flat area, and I have a mechitza that's 5, let's say this is the shesir atman, and I have a mechitza that's 5 tefachim. No, that's not going to work. We'll worry about that. We'll see later in Nachmanides. But just in theory, meanwhile, could be a mechitza be'etzen. I see a mechitza from both sides. Maybe the B'nai Rishisham also have to see a mechitza. And we have, let's say, a charitz with a mechitza hamishat tochim. The reason why it's a mechitza of the B'nai Rishisham is because they see a mechitza also of 10 tochim. They see 5 tochim of mechitza and 5 tochim of drop. A pit in Rosh Hashanah is also a Rosh Hashanah. Because the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, they see a pit. You have to drop down, climb down 10 tefachim to get into the pit. That's a mechitza that defines Rosh Hashanah. Even for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, that defines Rosh Hashanah. The point that I'm trying to, that I'm working around to getting to is, you could say, Taisa says, that a tel is not mistarif to a mechitza. Because this is a tel and this is a mechitza. But a charitz is mistarif to a mechitza. Says the Rabban, it's for the oimid betoichoi, it's nearer, it's kulei nearer to mechitza. So it could be, I think it's impossible, it could be that the pshat is that a mechitza is only defined from the inside. And from the inside it's a fine mechitza. I from the outside is not mistar. I don't need it to be mistar from the outside. It doesn't have to be a mechitza on the outside. It's enough that it's a mechitza from the inside. Right. But I don't think that it has to be pshat. It could be that a mechitza has to be a mechitza from both sides. But the whole problem in Sirif over here is these are all fine mechitzas. A mechitza is a mechitza, and a charitz is a mechitza, and a tel is a mechitza. They're not different in lomdus. The issue is mitzad the how they perceived. Are they perceived as being one thing, a solid barrier, a single barrier, or are they perceived as being separate things? And that therefore mitzdarif.
ve'ein haroya to a shiur v'asara tochem. So Amman is saying, from, as far as that issue is concerned, it's enough if for the oimid b'tzorchay it's perceived as being one thing, because for the oimid b'tzorchay it's kulat b'machitza, then that's enough that the two halves could be star. The tziruf could be generated by the fact that the insider sees it as one, and the outsider sees it as two. Doesn't matter, as long as there's somebody in the world with some vantage point from which it's nearer to maybe the. I'm not sure if there's a particular privileged vantage point, but at least as long as from the inside point of view, from the guy who's b'tzorchay, he sees a tziruf, so that's enough that I see a tziruf, and now it's called that it's mitzar, and now it's a mechitza from both sides, because not as if a charitz is not a mechitza, a charitz is a fine mechitza, and a mechitza is a fine mechitza, but le'en aroya, they don't, you don't, the mechitza says le'en aroya, you need to have some kind of, has to be perceived as being one. Says the Ramban, it's enough that it's perceived la'imid b'tochay. If for the la'imid b'tochay he sees it as being one, then that's called that it's perceived as one, and that's and therefore, and now I have a mechitza, and now I have a mechitza on both sides. What about Rashi? Rashi learns Oikulu begidu Oikulu mechitza taka means a charitz. And a charitz, according to Rashi, the charitz is not mitzarek with the mechitza shal gam. Oikulu begidu, that's Rashi. That's it. Apparently, according to Rashi, Rashi holds that it has to be perceived as being one thing, not it's not enough to be perceived from the inside. Has to be perceived as being one from the outside. From the inside, it's kulik mechitza, but from the outside, it's half kibud, half mechitza, half down, half up, half charitz, half mechitza. So Rashi holds, Rashi learns at least in the chizda, that that's not good. So what is Rashi going to do with Tosfos Kashas? So Tosfos Kashas first of all from Asugit, and Asugit says a double pasha. They misarf the chak with the kaisa. This guy halachas Tosfos holds us to know. But what does Rashi do with Agamar? So again, could be Rashi holds Agamar is not going like a chizda. The whole thing is not the end of the world. Could be, certainly it was Rebbe Akiva. Maybe Rashi would say that in this regard, there's a difference between Sukkah and Rishu Se Yochid. When it comes to Rishu Se Yochid, with the purpose of the Mechitza, this is the Hemshuch, is to be Meneah B'Kiyas Rabim. The Mechitz is to set off this area from the Bnei Rishus Rabim. So it has to be perceived as a Mechitz, as a single Mechitz from the vantage point of the Bnei Rishus Rabim. And the Bnei Rishus Rabim, they see half Gidud, half Mechitz. They don't see a single entity of Mechitz. Rashi doesn't have this kind of taste, but it's enough that from the inside you see it as well. It's not enough inside. You need to see it as one from the outside, from the Bnei Rishus Rabim. They don't see a single mechitza. They see, if they only saw a kach, they'll be fine. They would see a drab. If they only saw a mechitza, it'll also be fine. But they see half kach, half mechitza. They don't see it. They don't see it here. So for the Bnei Rishus Rabim, it's not perceived as a mechitza. And Rashi holds that that's already no good. For to make Rishus Yochid, the Bnei Rishus Rabim have to see a mechitza. Okay, at least a little bit of crystal. Maybe Rashi holds that the purpose of the mechitza of sukkah is not to be minea b'kiyas rabim. The moshul of sukkah needs a mechitza even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Even if sukkah is in Rishus Yochid and there are no rabim, you have to have mechitzas. The purpose of the mechitzas of sukkah is not to separate the Rishus Rabim from the Rishus of the sukkah. The mechitza sukkah are to define a Rishus of dira, to define a mokum dira. Gain dira. So, for those kind of mechitzas, whose purpose is to define a mokum dira, maybe that's only measured from the inside, not from the outside altogether. And since from the inside, the chak and the mechitza, the Ramban is right from the tzias, la'imid b'saychei, it's kuli mechitza. So maybe here Rashi holds that I don't care that it's kulu begidud, if it's kulu begidud or kulu b'machitza. Because from the inside, it's kulu b'machitza. Because la'ayim b'sanchit, and yirukim b'machitza. I'm very geschmack to say that. So stickle chiddush to me, the Tyson had nachas to this. Tyson himself, the way the Rambam explains Tyson, they themselves have to, Tyson holds that a chakak isn't star. And what the Rambam explains why, the Kuliyam, the Tyson learns even according to a chiddush that a chakak isn't star, even by Shabbos. The Rav Chiddush told him to tell, not a chakak. And the Rambam explains Tyson, as la'im in v'seichet is near kimechitzah. Tosfos knows this one. La'im in v'seichet is near kimechitzah. So it's very knuckle to say a chil. But for Shabbos, la'im in v'seichet is not enough. For Sukkah, la'im in v'seichet is enough. Tosfos for some reason not knuckle to that chil. Maybe because Tosfos has other kashas in Rashi too. Tosfos kashas in Rashi not only from Sukkah. Tosfos has Shabbos to get kashas in Rashi. But after this chil, it's not going to help. Tosfos asked in Rashi from Gemara and Shabbos. Tosfos asked in Rashi from. What were Tosfos' other three kashas? He had four kashas in Rashi. He had the kasha of Magama. So now we can say Chiluk. Sukkah is different. Sukkah, we only care about the Ayin of B'Sechah. The Ayin of B'Sechah is Kulik and Machitza. Shabbos, we care about the Meir Shasarabim. For the Meir Shasarabim, you need Kulik B'Gidu by Kulik B'Machitza. But Tosfos had kashas on from Shabbos. He had a kasha from Shnei Chatzeres Ulam Alam Yisrael. Shnei Chatzeres Ulam Alam Yisrael. The rest of the Perush, that the bottom chaser, since it sees a son of Tochim, it's a good machitza. You can move out of the atzma. Like Tosfos, what do you mean? Well, you need, Tosfos says, what do you mean? Right here, Takaveri, we could say, the chiluk would say very poshut. He would have to say poshut. I think that's a little bit of pelu with Tosfos kasha. This really is a pelu with Tosfos kasha. Tosfos, when you're talking about Eruch HaTzeres, so there, for sure, you could say that to make an Erev La'atzmai, it's enough that the Chatzar sees itself as being one Chatzar, not being joint with the other Chatzar. What does it matter if the other Chatzar sees itself as not being not having a Chatzar? But from the point of view of my Chatzar, La'im L'Vesoich, my Chatzar, the lower Chatzar, I see that I have Chatzars all around. So I see myself as being a Chatzar. That's La'atzmai. I don't know, maybe to yourself that's not true. That doesn't sound enough that I see myself as being a chotzer by myself. But if I know that from the point of view of the other chotzer, the neighboring chotzer, the neighboring chotzer doesn't see a machitza, and the neighboring chotzer, therefore, are going to be bekei into my chotzer, so Tosfos held that that's enough to stare that I can't make my own erev chotzer. Because I know that the neighboring chotzer doesn't have anything preventing him from walking into my chotzer. He doesn't have a machitza, because by him it looks like a chetzer begidu bechetzer machitza. Maybe that's why Tosfos held. That's also Kashan Rashi, and Rashi held. Maybe not. I don't know what's the site of this machlekes. Maybe Rashi held. No, it's enough that from my chotzer it looks like a kulim machitza. It doesn't matter that from the bnei shesarabim, then you need the bnei shesarabim shouldn't be the care. There it needs to look like a machitza for the bnei shesarabim. But by erev chatzeres, maybe Rashi held. It's enough. I don't know. It's erev chatzeres the kashal. That would be interesting to know. Maybe Rashi held. By erev chatzeres is different. By erev chatzeres, it's enough. Again, assuming that Gemara and everybody has to go like a chistov. Well, there's a fair second chistov. What's the moider of chistov? What's the fair? Moider of chistov that the lower chutz is ma'arav la'atzma. He says, why is Rav Chisda moider the bottom chutz is ma'arav la'atzma? That's good for Rav Chisda's what? You need kulu v'gidu d'ak kulu v'mechitz. So you need a charitz na'am star for the mechitz. And Rashi will learn, no, that's the pshat in moider of chistov. Rav Chisda holds that by regular, by Rav Chisda Yochad versus Rav Chisda Rabim, so the Rav Chisda Rabim, the Rav Chisda Rabim have to see a mechitz. And they don't. But by Erev Chatzeres, it's enough that the Chotzer HaTachtonah sees itself as having Mechitzas. I don't care that it knows that the other Chotzer doesn't see the Mechitzas. But I see the Mechitzas, my Chotzer sees the Mechitzas, so my Chotzer can arrive last. And Tosfos had another two Kashas in Rashi. This will finish off, because the last two Kashas in Rashi. Basically, another kashya in Rashi from Bayis Shechokuk by Vashlima Lassar. But that's a formidable one. How can the Chakak be Mashal Mashiach Lassar Tzvachim? According to Rashi, the name Shusarabim don't see a Mechitza. That's Mamash the case of Shusiyochid versus Shusarabim. That's all these Chalukim over. Tarei Chatzer is in it, not Sukkah. It's Mamash Shabbos, Shusiyochid versus Shusarabim. The Mechitza is to separate, it's a classic case, to separate the Shusiyochid from Shusarabim. And the Gemara says, and Abai says, you can make a Chakak and be Mashal Mashiach Lassar Tzvachim. I used to get Rashi an escape door. He said, maybe the chak was a sort of bottom deep. Rashi himself didn't say that. Here, this lumber's car is not going to help at all. Here, maybe we could use a different beitza. There's a Tesis Yishonim, Biren Shabbos, Tav Zayin. Tesis Yishonim is addressing a different problem. Tesis Yishonim is addressing the problem at the end of Tesis. That by Chok, by that case of Chok of Rashlim, the Chakak is more than three Tvachim away from the place. At least it doesn't say anymore that it's not. So there's no Lovot, so why is it not Mistach? So Tesis Mechalik Shabbos and Sukkot, but that's the end of Tesis. The Tesis Yishonim says that, what's the case over there in Shabbos? The Gemara says you have a bias. It's Ein B'Soichei Asara. But the Kirui, the roof, is Mashlim, that it's Asara Tvachim. Therefore, the top of the house is Rosh Hashanah. But inside the house is not Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Gemara began. And then Abai said, but if you were Chokat L'Hashlim, then inside the house is also Rosh Hashanah. Says the Tesis Yishonim, the mechitza on the outside that goes up to the roof, that works for the inside of the house too. The only thing is, so why have to be chaykevil? It's just because it's halacha, it's just the yochid has to have a higher ten fokum. The rishus has to have a higher ten fokum. So you chokak, you have to be chaykev to make the rishus higher yochid, as to a fokum at all. But the mechitza is that this is not the mechitza. The chak is not the mechitza. The mechitza is the outside of the house that goes up, including the top of the roof. And that's the sort of welcome, and that's my mechitza. So I don't need lovot. I don't need lovot because I don't need the chak to be mechitza at all. The whole mechitza is the outside. So the kafin that Tosfos Shonim. It says in that Tosfos Shonim that a mechitza Shabbos only has to be asar tefachim for the bnei Rishus Rabim. Doesn't even have to be asar tefachim for the bnei Rishus Yochid. That's mamish, very radical. That's a radical place to show. Because according to the place to show him, for the person inside the chak, he does not have a mechitza of asar tefachim because there's no lovod and he doesn't have this chiluk in Shabbos that makes Shabbos and we lovod. He's coming to say different tenets. No lovod. This guy, the guy inside the chak, does not have a mechitza of asar. Doesn't see the mechitza of asar tefachim at all. Because the chak is far away from the kaisel, and there's no lovah to be mitzaratim. In the chanami, there's no mechitza sar on the inside. Doesn't matter. I have a mechitza sar tvachim on the outside. Then there's another problem. And there's just a yoch. It has to be a sar tvachim tool. For that, I made the chak. So that's a radical place to show. Maybe Rashi also like tool. Maybe Rashi could hold like the place to show. Or even if I'm not going to say so radical as the place to show. And we'll say that you need a mechitza both on the inside and on the outside. But we could say, a step away from the place Yishon, we could say that here you have Asar Tvachim on the inside and on the outside. Because from the outside, you have Asar Tvachim up to the roof. Now you could be Messiah up the roof. And from the inside, you have the Lovat problem, we'll say like everybody else, to get out of the Lovat problem. From the inside, I have Asar Tvachim, because I can include the Chak with the Kaisel. And most Yishon hold you include the Chak in the Asar Tvachim of height. They're not bothered by the lovot. They say, Shabbos, you don't need lovot. Come, and that's the end of places. But what about the problem? But it's Aikulu begidu, Aikulu be mechitza. How can I be mitzarif a chak with the kaisel? Rashi learns in the chizda, you can't be mitzarif a chak with the kaisel. The teretz is, but that's only because from the outside you don't see a single mechitza.
But from the inside, la'ayimei b'tzoychei, it's kula kevachitza. So meilu m'manashuk. From the outside, you have 10 pokim, including roof. And from the inside, you also have, there's no problem of tzira, because kula kevachitza, la'ayimei b'tzoychei. So maybe that'll be an eitzah for Rashi, for the Gemara of Chakak. Yeah, yes, learning why Tosfos, the why Tosfos, all these answers, you have to know why Tosfos is saying, and here, Taki, really have to know. Why Tosfos didn't say this answer? This is a good answer. But this, the Ramban Sora is the Chorei Emes Sora. For La'aymed B'Soychei, it's Kulik HaMechitza. So what's the problem of Gidu V'Chamish? What's Rashi's problem that he can't Mitzahar for Charitz and a Mechitza? Because from the outside, from the B'nei Rishis Rabim, they don't see, for them it's not Kulik HaMechitza. They see a Chak with the Mechitza, and they don't see it. Okay. So that, and that's Tosfos Kasher. What do you do with this word about Chokhan? What's bothering Tosfos? The Tosfos Shogun has a point. The outside, the B'nei Rishis Rabim, they do see a Mechitza Sora. Because with the kirui you have a sort of talk, and you have a machitza of a sort of talk. The shana has this radical motion. You don't even don't need a sort of talk on the inside at all. You don't need machitza sort of talk on the inside at all. You just need the rishus. Okay, that we don't have to accept. That Tosfos maybe didn't hold, but the Tosfos didn't want to say so far. But so what? Why not say this other way? Say what I'm saying. From the outside you have ten talk, and from the inside it's kulik machitza. So you have 10 tefachim on both sides. Tosfos holds that the 10 tefachim of the outside have to be the same 10 tefachim as the inside. Maybe. Tosfos holds it can't be, but for the outside, from the outside, this is the mechitza, and from the inside, this is the mechitza. That's not, it has to be the same as the tefachim. Mechitza is from both sides, it has to be the same mechitza. That you don't have over here. Because the inside mechitza is with the cheretz, with the chakak. And from the outside, you can't use the chakak because that's your chistah. It could be gidur, it could be mechitza. You want to use the kiri? How can you use the kiri? That's not the mechitza from the inside. Cool way. And maybe Rashi doesn't agree with that. Yeah. And the support consciousness from Gor Bechul Yosef. That will be for right now. Take a look at the Ramban. Take a look at the whole Ramban. Anyway, the Ramban is very important. I want to go through the Ramban. But the Ramban is Mesiachis. It says in Eitzah for Rashi for Bar Bechul Yosef. You have to know what it means. But I think it has to do with this lumpus about being in the eye of the beholder.